Unfortunately, again, drink driving has become a major topic on the road safety scene. It's very, very sad that people continue to drink and drive when fatalities have increased drastically this year. We're looking at today's date, 180 people dead. Unfortunately, 10 people have died in Donegal this year, tragically. We just have to appeal to people. We come into a season which for family and friends to share time with them. And when out, please don't drink and drive. Because this year alone, like every month this year, there's been over 600 arrests every month of this calendar year for people drinking and driving, or drug driving as well. I want to emphasise drug driving as well. It's becoming a major concern to us. So you just need to think and don't do it.
It is particularly concerning, as we have heard in the recent past, only in the last week indeed, that the instances of drink and drug driving combined are on the rise, particularly here in Donegal.
Yes, some of the reports recently released by the RSA there have highlighted Donegal for a number of different reasons, for the wrong reason. Unfortunately, Donegal seems to be up there with near the top for the wrong reasons, and we just want to change that. We're appealing to people they never ever drink and drug drive. Like, simply put, drink and drive, and part of our campaign, it destroys lives, it shatters lives. The national campaign there released there a couple of weeks ago showed Gillian Tracy emphasising how she lost her son in an accident where a drunk driver was involved. Like, it doesn't beggars belief that people would continue to do that when lives are at stake. Even they don't think of their own lives. Think of other people that are actually out in the road who meet innocently and are tragically, seriously injured or tragically killed.